Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, there's a lot to get through this morning. Let's start with the president's executive order, which he issued on Saturday. That got some quick reaction from Governor Cuomo, who called it laughable, among other things.
The heart of the order is a couple of things. One is to provide more in unemployment benefits and also to allow a payroll tax deferment if your income is under a certain level. But there's big problems with it. Democrats point out that Congress has the power to spend money, not the president. So this is on shaky legal ground to begin with. And then beyond that, it just doesn't meet demand to some of the states. For example, in terms of the unemployment benefits, states, which are right now really cash strapped, would have to put in about one-fourth of the money to help provide this unemployment payment. You know, I think it's seen in the context of the latest wrangling in Washington. They were trying to reach an agreement on unemployment and other things. They hit a snag. I think the president and his advisors thought they would take this gamble to try to do something through executive order to sort of position him and try to tell the public, hey, I'm trying to do something and give you benefits, and they're blocking me.
We do know, of course, that New York has a very low COVID-19 rate, which is good news. If the governor worried about other states where it is rising. But right now, the question is, with the rate so low, what happens with going back to school? The governor says schools are free to have students back, but they have to talk to one another. They have to talk to parents. They have to talk to teachers. And of course, they were supposed to submit a COVID-19 reentry plan.
Over the weekend, the test rate reached 0.78%, which is the lowest in New York since the state started testing. There are some flashpoints. For example, there were another 60 bars and taverns cited for violation of social distancing protocols. So you've got some concern out there. And then, of course, the schools. It's a delicate balance between bringing back in-person education, which by and large folks, I think, see as better than remote learning. But schools do have to do a lot of steps. They have to have 3 meetings with parents to sort of explain their protocols. And then there's all sorts of things about transportation. How are you going to do the classes? Will you, in fact, separate classes, kind of thin them out so not so many people are in the classroom at the right time? You know, here it is, the beginning of August, and a lot of schools would be planning to start in less than a month. It's a real compressed timetable for them to get ready.
He is Yancey Roy, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. He joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.